But can we go back to the immigration list just for a minute?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You would go into a village, or you would let's say in your village you would make known that you were making these lists. Who wants to get on the list?
No, we gents, we were organized. The Mennonites were organized, and we had some people say we did not write. We were lying. Our board called himself Hollandische Herkunft.
Yeah, they're Verbandes Burgers.
And some people said you are lying, but we are not totally lying.
No.
And we had this here Verband, and we had to pay, organize, getting paid, and I was joining this Verband right away.
Mm-hmm.
And I was well known, not only in Tigervide. And since I worked with B.B. Jans, he asked me to. And I tell you one episode.
Uh-huh.
My cousin, he was not a flüchtling, not a displaced person.
Uh-huh.
But he worked in the Zelbstrasse.
Mm-hmm.
And he was in fear night and day. His name was Platt. He was my cousin. And here I was filling out those questionnaires. And then he came. Say, cousin, can't you do me a favor? You know I live in fear night and day. I told him, you know I can't do it. But I asked B.B. Jans, and he was in the other room. I went to him and said, can I speak to you privately? Yeah. Well, this is my cousin. He lives in fear. They want to kill him. The revolution know have his name, mm-hmm. The revolutionist. Then he said in Russian, Пишите его имя на второй странице. Put his name on the second page, not on the first, but put him in. He is without a hope. Was he doing wrong?
No, I don't think so. That's
And that's where you filled out the list.
I think if you're talking about saving a life like that, it's not a...
At least my conscience doesn't bother
me. No.
Anyway, and we filled those lists, and B.B. Jans, he went to Kharkov with all those lists.
Mm-hmm.
And he is the man. He is the man that had to go through the mud and fight this country.
With all the Russian
officers
and so on.
Yeah. But he was a godsend man.
Mm-hmm.
And here David Toews, when he organized here, he came to organize the churches,
uh-huh.
Congregations. And first meeting we had in Waterloo, 1927, and he said, this people, they do belong together. They had to go through the same troubles, same experience. They understand one another. We do.
Mm-hmm.
Let them join and organize a congregation among themselves. And that's how this here happened, here with Alistair Janssen and David.
Mm-hmm. And that was the start of the
Leamington
Church.
It was in March 1925.